Bereshis Bora Lekim Eis HaShemayim Veis HaOretz. There's the Beis Rabosi, the large base. Torah begins with the base. Actually, the Chazal already take note of the fact that Torah begins with the base, because Aleph has also in it the Lashon Oru. So therefore, Beis is a Lashon Brocha. So the entire Bria is a Beis, a Brocha. Birchas Hashem. There are other Muslim Tosfos Al HaTorah brings that the world is created with a base. The Aseres HaDibros are given with an Aleph. Heaven is created with a base. And the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, has an Aleph. The Das Kanan brings down here. The idea perhaps could be in the fact that the entire Seder of Sheishis Yimei Bereishis begins with the base, because the world is made up of a certain dualism, Shemayim and Oretz, Or Choshech, Tov Ra, Zof on the Cape, the base. It's a world of contrast. There's not total yechidus in the Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh has Kesedah Shnai. Everything in Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. This is the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Teva has to grow. The whole idea of Zohar and the Keva, the perpetuation of the human race, the perpetuation of everything there is in the Bria, takes place through Zohar and the Keva. The Kuf and the Neshama, Shemayim and the Oretz, this is the base. Bereishis Bara Lekim, the base. But in the Torah, there is the Aleph. The Aleph referring to the Alufu Shalom to the Rabbi Shalom. That this whole base we see here in the Teva actually, as it says in Feirish and Tehillim, Achas Tiber Lekim, Shtayim Zushamot, Pasuk and Tehillim. It all comes from the Achas. It all comes from the Achas Dibar Elikim. Hashem Echad, Bishmo Echad. But when it comes down, we see a base. We see two. We see a contrast. We see Shnei HaFokim. That's the Olam HaTeva. But the Olam HaTeva has its origin in the Aleph. The Anochi Hashem Elikim. Just as the Asorim Amoros, Shebehem Nivra HaOlam, the whole Teva, Chazal tell us, the Gemara is created by Asorim Amoros. It says nine times by Yomer, and Bereishis is also a Ma'amar of ten. So, it says that the ten Ma'amoros, Shebehem Nivra HaOlam, correspond to the Aseres HaDibros, because the Olam HaTeva is only the outer Vatzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The inner Vatzin is the Aseres HaDibros. So the Olam HaTeva begins with a base, Bereishis Bara Lekim, Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaOretz. And in this Shemayim Ve'Oretz, actually the Gemara Sanhedrin Darshan, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yikro El HaShemayim Ve'Ol Ve'Al HaOretz Lo Tit'amo, Shemayim Zo HaNeshama, HaOretz Zo HaGuf. So in this Shemayim and the Oretz, you have the Neshama and the Guf, and HaOretz HaYishasehu Vavo, the Oretz alone, the Guf alone, is really Tohu Vavo. Then the Yomer Kim Yi, oh, and the O stands for Torah. Medrash says it says five times Or here in the first pasuk. Al Kain, the O that brings together. That without the O, so it's Tohu Vavo v'Choshech. Al Pnei Sahom, then it's an infinite abyss. So then there can have there can be a kiyum to the bria. As a matter of fact, the Baal HaTurim says, "Vayara lekim esha'or ki tov." Look, the Baal HaTurim, "Es ha'or begematria bat Torah." "Es ha'or" is begematria bat Torah. This Baal HaTurim is brought down in the Sefer Degel Machna Ephraim. It's one of the first Latidish Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem. And he says he heard from his grandfather on the Mama Chazal that Rashi brings the hair. Rashi brings, the Gemara says, it doesn't say Vayhi Chayn, Vayom Elikim Yehi O, Vayhi O, Vayavdel Elikim. So Rashi brings that the original O, Rosh Einu Kedai Leshtamish Bo Roshoim, Vivdilu Letzadikim. So the original O, the original Yehi O, we don't have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed it. He was Gonezit Letzadikim. So Baal Shem Tov says, where was he Gonezit? Where? He said, in the Torah. In the Torah is contained that Or HaRishon. He says, the Raya is from the Baal HaTurim. So the Degel Machna Ephraim brings in the Baal HaTurim, it says, Vayara Lekim Es Ho'or, where is that Or? Gematria for Torah. In the Torah is contained the Or Shiva Sayyamim, the Or of Sheshes Yimei Bereshes. So of course, the remez of the Or here is the Torah Kedosh. In the second day, we find Yehi Rafi Abbasar Chamoyim, Vihimavgol Ben Mayim Lamoyim. Another Havdolah, Vihimavdil Ben Mayim Lamoyim. Now Rashi brings said by Yikra, the Mama Chazal, that there were Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Rakia, so the Mayim were Elyonim remained above, but he mavdil bein Mayim Lamoyim. The Mayim Tachtonim remained underneath, but he mavdil. So Chazal say, because they were taken away from their position, they want before the Havdalah, so there was one substance of one body of Mayim, and it was all Neged Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Havdalah, so the Mayim or Elyonim remained for Elyonim, the Mayim or Tachtonim remained underneath. The Mayim HaTachtonim were unhappy. Shehoyu Mayim HaTachtonim Bochim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu compensated the Mayim HaTachtonim with two things. With Bris Melach, which one is makriv on the Korbanos. Melach comes min HaMayim. So therefore the Mayim have a way of returning Lo Elyonim. And also Nisach HaMayim B'chag. Nisach HaMayim B'chag. So in these two ways, the Mayim, there can be some restitution to the Mayim HaTachtonim, because they can also return. This is what the Medrash says, and Rashi brings it in Chumash, that the Inyan of Melech al Kohanis and the Nisach HaMayim B'chag, this is the way the Mayim HaTachtonim is. So it says, I think it in the Sefer Yismach Moshe, beautiful vault. What's the gam? Spanish base Hamikdash Hayakaya. The Mayim HaTachtonim had compensation. There were Karbonis. There was Nisach HaMayim B'chag. After the Chorban, so they stopped crying. After the Chorban. So there's no compensation for the Mayim HaTachtonim. Al Navas Bavel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu. They cried again. They cried a second time. V'shas Briya Shemayim Boretz, the Mayim HaTachtonim cried. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them something. But that something is only Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. Bezman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, there are no Kavonis, there's no Nisach HaMayim. Al Navas Bavel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu. They cried a second time. This Yontif I heard, in the name of the Satmar Rav Zichron Levracha, points, he said, but they're still a tikkun. What? It says in Pasuk, Shifti Kamayim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, Medr says, Ein Mayim Bala Teshuvah. So there's another kind of Mayim that can come Nochach Pnei Hashem. That's the Shifti Kamayim Libeich. So the Shifti Kamayim Libeich, which comes back Nochach Pnei Hashem, is a tikkun that even Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so the Mayim can somehow have compensation. They can also be Nochach Pnei Hashem, Ayadei the Mayim of Teshuvah, Shifti Kamayim Libeich. Anyway, the Havdolah Bein Mayim L'Mayim, is the first chelik of the Briyas HaMayim. The first chelik of the Briyas HaMayim. And the second chelik, of course, is the Yom Shlishi. Kavu HaMayim al Pitachas HaShemayim al Mokom Echad V'Sevoa HaYichosho V'Yichain, and Rashi always, and V'Yar Alekim Kitov, and Rashi points out the reason why it doesn't say Kitov V'Yom Sheni, for something which is not Nigma yet, you cannot call it yet Kitov. Cannot call it Kitov. Something which is not Nigma yet. But the Or, of course, the Torah is V'Yar Alekim, V'Yar Alekim is all Kitov. The Torah has permanence. The Or in the Teva, as we, coming back a moment to what we said before, in the Teva, the Or HaRishon was Nignaz. Physically, you can't see the Or of Sheish Simei Beretziah. But it's there. It's in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gone, is it in the Torah? And in the Torah, it's never extinguished. And perhaps this is the Remez of the Pasuk. I think I once mentioned it years ago. It says in Eishes Chayol, Toamo ki tov sachro lo yichto balay lo neva. So of course, the whole capital Eishes Chayol. Rashi already brings in Mishlei, is the Remez on the Torah. The Torah is called the Eishes Chayol. Toamo ki tov sachro. The schola, this is the schora, this is the merchandise which we bring min hashamayim al ha'orat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So the Torah is called Kitov, V'yar Elokim Asa'or Kitov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gone as the Or HaRishon in the Torah. So Toamo Kitov Sachra, the schora of Torah is Kitov. Therefore La Yichba Balayla Neira. So the Neir, the Ner of the Or HaRishon is Lo Yichba Balayla, it's not extinguished ever, even though we don't see it physically. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealed it, that Or HaRishon was something that was sensed physically in the Bria, but we're not privileged to enjoy it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides it in the Torah. Therefore, Lo Yichba Balayla Neira, even Ba'olam Hazer Shadom Alayla, it's never extinguished. Let's talk a moment on the Ma'oros. Yehi Ma'oros b'ki ha-shamayim b'lahatul b'in ha-yom b'in ha-loylo. V'yasa l'kim b'shnei ha-ma'oros ha-gdolim. And here we have the famous Gemara on the Pasuk, on this very Pasuk. First it says ha-ma'oros ha-gdolim. And then it says ha-ma'or ha-gdolim ha-mishalos ha-yom ha-ma'or ha-kotlim ha-mishalos ha-laylo. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Rabshim ben Pazi Rami, k'siv v'shnei ha-ma'oros ha-gdolim. So mashma, they were equal. Uksiv v'samor ha-godol v'samor ha-koton. That they became unequal. So the Gemara says, what happened was, Omro yireach l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabonu shel olam, chiev shel shnei molochem shishtam shel kesach echad. How can they both be equal? Amar lo l'chi umati es atzmech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Levona, the yireach, that it should be memayit itself. Now the Gemara over there, Be'emes, says in Chulin that the Levona still had a time. L'fisha amati davar hogun memayit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, "Asidim tzadikim shi'ikara b'shmecha," and the Levona is still not satisfied. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayit the Levona, became amor hakotom, and with all the piyusim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Yaakov HaKotn, David HaKotn, the Tzaddikim will be compared to the Levana. Mechaltish Tefrit. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aviyo Alay Kapora Shemiyavti Yisayachayach. And the source of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper Alay, Tzirizim Echad Chatas LaShem. So Kavayochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the source of Rosh Chodesh stands for the Levana, is a kapora, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayit the Levana. Ben Mr. Gemara Shver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rotzen. The Gemara is mashman at that the Levana was penalized because she said b'chiyev shel shnei malachim shishtam shebekesef echad. So the pashtus is that Kodesh Baruch was rotzen, apparently wanted it, that it should be that way. The emes, one could teach that the Levana's the what did the Levana mean? They can't be both equal, right? So what did the Levana mean? She should be greater than the son, huh? So it's the Davashayna Hogan. So how come the Gemara says the Levana has a tainah to the Rabbeinu Shalom? If the Levana's kavana was that she should be superior to the Shemesh, so it is the chatayna. It is the chatayna. Why? And the Gemara says that the Levana requires a pierce. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs kapora. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu need kapora? Why must he appease the Levana? The Levana tachizok that Yashal Shnei Malachim, indicating l'chayra that she should be the more agadu and the Shema should be the more agadu. The emes could be. It could be that the kavanah of the Levana was something else. The kavanah of the Levana was that the Shemesh should be still greater. That the Shemesh should be still greater. Not that the Levana should remain as is and the Shemesh should be reduced. That the Levana should remain as is and the Shemesh should become a lot greater than it is. If we learned that pshat, then there was no reason to be mamaya at the Levana, because the Levana didn't mean that. The Levana meant the Sheva should be greater. And this is really what's going to be a loss of love. Because we say Beferish and Kiddush HaChodesh, V'hoysa Oyer Alvona Kerachama, K'moshe Hoysa Kodem Yuta. What's the lesson there? That the Levana will regain the matzav as it was before it was nismayim, before it was reduced. Now, what will be the matzav of the Shemesh? No, the matzav of the Shemesh will not be the same. The Shemesh, it doesn't say in the Nusach, I think. Yeah, the he or avona korachama who kaor shivasi may bereshis kemoshe hoisa koda meuta shenemar shneam oras akdola. So the Levana will return to its original matzav as it was koda meuta. But what will be with the Shemesh? The Shemesh will not remain the same. Tosfos brings v'hoya v'orach. It says in pasuk v'oyra avona korachama v'orachama yeshivasayim. 7 times more than it was then, and 49 times more as it is today. Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Ches Amud Beis, says, V'racham will be Shivasayim, the state in Posek, 7 times as much as it was B'shas Sheshis Yimei Bereshis. And the 7 times that, and 7 times 7 what it is today. And Rashi brings it also in the Haftorah of Rani B'Simchi, over there, that it's 49 times as much as it is today. So what will be La'asit Lavo? La'asit Lavo, the Levana will return back to the matzav as it was then, But the sun will also increase in size. It'll be seven times as much as it was then, and 49 times as much as it was today. Rashi brings this in connection with the menorah of Schaya. There were seven neiros, and there were seven mutzakim to each neir, so there were, it comes out 7 times 7 is 49. And all this is merumas in the 7 weeks of Sefiras HaOmer and the 49 days of Sefiras HaOmer. So the Levana will then be as much as the Chama then, and the Chama will be 7 times greater. So it'll taka be that they'll be unequal even loss of lover. It doesn't say that the Levana will be the same. The Levana will regain her position, but the Shemesh will be still greater. And maybe this is the Kavana at the end of Kiddush HaChodesh. It says right after this, the Yiskasov, Ubikshu as Hashem alakeim v'stavet malkom amen. Naturally, this pasuk has reference to the Levana, because David HaMelech is the Malchus based David is Nimshel Levana. That's what we say by Kiddush HaChodesh, David Melech Yisrael Chai v'kayim. Even though it goes into a decline, but nevertheless, it's Chai v'kayim with Betuach, it'll always re-emerge. But in this pasuk it says, Ubikshu as Hashem alakeim v'stavet malkom. After we say V'hi Or Avona Kar Achama Kar Shivas Yemei Bereshis K'mo Shoyza Kodem Meyuta Shnehmer Shnehmer Olas Akdolem V'yisrayim Bonu Mikra Shekosuv U'vikshu Es Hashem Elokein V'stavet Malkom. Why is this pasuk chosen and which contains as Hashem Elokein? There are many psukim about David, about Malchus based David. The Hashem Elokein refers to the Shemesh, and the David Malkom refers to the Levana. The Shemesh is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ramah brings it in Hilchas Rishchodesh. Ki Shemesh Umogen Hashem Elokim, it says in Pasuk. The Ramah brings in Hilchas Rishchodesh why many people make Rikudim by Kiddush Levana. He says because it's Domel in the Suin, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Shemesh, Knesset Yisrael Domel Levana. And therefore, there's like a chasana, when the Shemesh begins to be meir into the Levana, it's like a nesuin. The Ramah brings it from Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he brings the pasuk in Shemesh Umogen Hashem Elokim. So the Shemesh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Levana is Malchus Beis David, which is Makabal, the Malchus of Beis David is Makabal from the Malchus Hashem. So La'osit Lavo, this will take to be the relationship. The Levana will be called back called the Meyuta, but it will still be connected Hashemesh as the Levana originally intended the Shemesh to be much greater. That's why we say Bikshu is Hashem Elokeim, the Malchus Hashem is infinitely greater, the Eistavet Malkom, and that's the Levana. The Shemesh is Hashem Elokeim, and the Levana is the Eistavet Malkom. So therefore, the Kavana of Iyashel Shnei Malachim Lishtamish B'Keser Echad didn't necessarily mean that the Levana has to be Nismai. It could have been that the Shemesh is Nisgavel. Therefore, the Gemara says, in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to be Memayit, the Levana, instead of enlarging the Shemesh, said Lobo, it'll be taka as she wanted. Of Biyom Ashishi, the other Marishan is created. The whole Seder, of course, of Sheshis of Masa Bereshis follows the order of Domin, Tzemeya, Chai, Medaba. All the lower creations come first. The domain, the earth, water, then vegetation, that's the next, and then the Balei Chayim, and finally, Adam HaRishon, because they're all there to prepare the stage for Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is created last, as the Gemara says, Peshikonis Lasuda Miyad. Now, in the Bria of Adam HaRishon, Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu Kitmuseinu, V'yodu B'Tkas HaYom V'Ov HaShemayim, והבהמה בכל האורץ, ובכל הרמס הרומס על האורץ. So Rashi touches, בצלמנו, בדפוס שלנו, not חולל לבחס הדבר גשמי, but בדפוס שלנו means the idea, the structure of Adam Arishon conforms conceptually to the structure of the midos of Shalakon Yifohu, a yamin and a small, as though a yamin, as though a small, like lion, a goof, and so on. Kidmusainu lahovinu lahaskil. So Adam Arishon is given the power of lahovinu lahaskil, the power of intellect, and with that he is told, v'yildu b'tgas hayom v'of ha-shamayim v'abheim v'chol ha-oretz, and he's to have supremacy, he's to rule over all the lower orders, the Gas Hayom and the Hashemayim and everything. And that's the way he's created, the Tzelem Elokim and so on. Later on, and that's all that's told to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a bracha, hu avu, umilu asa'oretz b'chifshua, hu bet Gas Hayom and the Hashemayim and Shoyim. That's all that's told to us about the Bria, about the Marishan. Later on, after Sheni, after Vaichulu, Shteit Anaya Geshichte, again, Ibba Gechazet, Eila told us that Shemayim boards be Borom, and there was no sea, there was no sea chasoda yet, and there was no rain yet, and so on, Vayitzach Hashem Elokim es Odom, Ofam in Adoma, Vayipa Bapav Nishmas Chaim, Vayi Odom in Nefesh Chaya, and he was put in Gan Eden, so the story of the Bria of Adam Arishon is repeated, but in a different way. In a different way. So the Poshet of Pshat is like this. I mean, it's obvious to anybody who just studies the plain translation of the words here, that in the first Parsha, the Bria of Adam Arishon is told to us as being created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and told, and given the bracha pruvu, that's all. But in the second parsha, he's told, it says about Vayeva Baba Mishpas Chaim, and he's put into Gan Eden of the Lashomra. Is the Poshet of Pshat, is like this, that these two parshas refer to the two attributes of an Odom, his Nefesh HaTivis and his Nefesh HaLekis, Ki Yadua. The earliest Svarim, especially the Sifrei Mekubalim, right? That every person is given sort of two nefoshes. And they, like it says in Abeniyonu Neshomo Sani Asisi Eloshin Rabim, the Nefesh HaTivius, that's the natural Nefesh of man, in which he has similarity to a Baal Chai. Except the Baal Chai has no intellect, and he does have intellect. That the nefesh in which the Adam lives within the teva, as it says, "Vayirdu b'gas hayom." Adam, he builds bridges, he builds castles, he sends rockets to the moon. That's "Vayirdu b'gas hayom." He's to have supremacy over the teva, and he multiplies and he builds an olam of the teva. That's one kind of the nefesh ha'adam, one kind of b'riyas ha'adam. Then the second parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's told to us the Briyas HaOdom in a different way, about the Nefesh HaLekis, the Nefesh that's supposed to be over the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eila told us HaShemayim Boretz B'hi Borom, so there already it says, Al Tikra B'hi Borom Ela B'Avrohom. Avrohom's function in the world, the purpose of Odom to be an Avrohom Avinu, to be an Ovid Hashem. Ayipa Baba Nishmas Chaim, he's given a Nefesh HaLekis, he's given a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kavayochel. And he's placed in Gan Eden. So his purpose in the second parsha is different than his purpose as it is described in the first parsha. In the first parsha, he's placed within nature, within this world. V'yildu b'tkas hayom v'of ha-shamayim. To have dominion, to be in control, to be in the driver's seat of the whole Olam HaTzilut. But in the second parsha, he's given a different tachlis, a different purpose. There's a different purpose to the Briyas HaOdom in the second parsha. La'avda l'shamra, la'avda zu mitzvus aseh, la'shamra zu mitzvus lo saseh. Is memela so the la'avinu la'haskil of the first parsha is la'avinu la'haskil, Rashi says, Kidmusein ulahovin ulahaskel is given the koach haseichel, right? He can figure out very, very difficult mathematical equations. Lahovin ulahaskel. With these equations, he can become an engineer. He can become a physicist. He can do the greatest things in the world. Besochateva. And the other parsha, so his neshama is given a different purpose. It means avodas Hashem, and that's the Gan Eden. So therefore, there are two parshas. That's why Vayitzar Hashem Elokim already, all the Ramazim in the second part talk about the Ruchnius of Adam Arishon. The Neshama, the Kite, the Chelek Elokam Emal that Adam Arishon is. That's the Pashtus Advarim of these two in Yonim of Adam Arishon. That's why there it says, Behiborim. You notice in the first Pasha it says, say that the Shem Elokim, Beresh is Bor Elokim. Elokim is the only Shem that is mentioned in the first parsha. In the second parsha, you have the Shem Havaya, because Elokim represents the Teva. Elokim is Begimatria HaTeva, but Shem Havaya represents something Lamalam and HaTeva. Elokim is the Koch, is that Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he's the Baal HaKochos of the Teva. The Shem Havaya is something else altogether. That's the Shem the Olam Shalamalam and HaShemesh. The male in the second parsha is Biyom Asos Hashem Elokim. Different. Let's be more one or two things. In the parsha of Shabbos. Vayichulu Hashemayim v'ho'oretz v'chol tzivuam. Vayichulu, meaning it was completed, the Shemayim and the Oretz. As the Targum says, the Ishtachlolu. They came, concluded. Everything culminated. There's a medrash that the Rishonim bring on this Pasuk by Chulu, that it is from this Pasuk that we say on Shabbos in our Tfilas, Chemdas Yomim Oso Karos Adechol Amasa Bereshit. The Besyasek brings it in Chulu. Chemdas Yomim Oso Kavosa. Where do we find the Shabbos called Chemdas Yomim? What's the mocker that we say? Chemdas Yomim Oso Kavosa. Chemdas Yomim, meaning the desire, the choice of days. That to which a person desires, to which he. Chemdas Yomim. Where does it say Oso Kavosa? Where do we find anywhere that Kaddish Bevel called Shabbos Chemdas Yomim? But yes, it brings the Medrash. And the Rishonim bring it. Vaychal meloshin nitzav avagam kol sa nafshi lechatz vas beisa lekoi. Vaychal meloshin kolos hanefesh. Kolos hanefesh. Vaychal alekim nitzav avagam kol sa nafshi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a kolos hanefesh. A thirst, a love, a desire for the Shabbos. That's chemdas yomim oso kavosa. The Rishonim, that's the mocker of our nusach. That's the mocker of our nusach of the tefillos. That on this pasuk by chal shenema nichsefa v'gam kol sanavshi kalos anef. Now by chal lekim byom hashvi malachdu asherosa by yishbos byom hashvi mekol malachdu asherosa. So Rashi brings, of course, two pshatim. What says by Chal Lekim by Yom Hashvi? Actually, it's finished on the sixth day. So the first pshat is that it was mamish kichut hasara as the sixth ended and the seventh began. That's when by Chal Lekim by Yom Hashvi. Davar Achel, ma hoya ha'olam chaser menuche, vosa Shabbos, vosa menuche, kolsa v'nigmara hamloch. So Rashi tells us, plain pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Menucha on the seventh day. Heisteris. That Menucha is not something negative. Menucha is something positive. It's a Briah. V'achal alekim v'yom ha'shvi on the second day was the Briah of Menucha. In other words, Menucha requires a Briah. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kamayocho ceased and desisted from doing any Melocha and that's it. Oh, no.
Ceasing and desisting from halacha does not necessarily represent menucha. Menucha means the tachlis, when you come to the climax of everything, of the whole purpose of time, of creation, of man, of life, of everything. So that menucha ha-Shabbos, the men olam abo, everything the Shabbos stands for, was a bria chadasha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, that this world can also have a taste of that menucha. That menucha. Once a Shabbat in the tefillah of Shabbos, v'lon esatu Hashem alakeinu l'goyu avotos, v'lon chaltam alakeinu l'ov devsilem, so you obviously see there's a vagam b'mnuchoso lo yishkinu arelo. What's the pshat? What's the vagam b'mnuchoso? Pshat could be like this, because the Gemara says that a ger toshav, someone who's makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach, has certain dinim of shvisas haShabbos. The Gemara increases and Rashi brings it in Yevomis. The machlokas have a lame pshat. Even though the Shabbos is given to the Klal Yisrael, but a ger toshav who lives in Eretz Yisrael is mekabel upon himself. It's a sort of a ktsas geirus of sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach. It could have a shayches. The Gemara lays it out from the pasuk be enoughish ben amoscha v'ager. The Gemara darshes from the pasuk be enoughish ben amoscha v'ager hager hava omer zed ger toshav. Now a ger toshav is an oval. A ger toshav is an ochri. He's mekayim the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach, but he's different than stam an ochri. He has a certain zechiyah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and if he's mekabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach, and therefore he has certain special dinim. Kama v'kama dinim of the Torah, a ger toshav, l'kabi golas, l'kabi other things. A ger toshav is not the same as stam ben Noach beyond. So Mamela the Yunafish Ben Amoscha Ba'ager, so Hager Toshav also has a certain shaykhus to the Shabbos. If he works for Yisrael, Toshav says, Magashi says, even if he doesn't. The Yunafish Ben Amoscha Ba'an Evet Knani belongs to Yisrael. That's Shvisas Abdom. But Hager Toshav has also Shvisa, the Yunafish Ben Amoscha Ba'ager. Mamela, so we say like this. Now let's listen to what we say in the Davin. After Veshomu Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos, so we say like this: Veini Veim Bnei Yisrael Osel Olam Kishay Shomas Hashem VeYom Hashvi Shabbos VeYinofesh. So Yisrael is made in the Shabbos. Yisrael has the matan of the Shabbos, even though the Shabbos preceded the Yisrael. Shabbos is built into the original Briyas HaOlam, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a matan to the Klal Yisrael, like the Gemara says. So we say, so you did not give this Shabbos to the nations of the Arotzos. That's not a Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav lives in Eretz Yisrael. He's not the Goy Arotzos. In other words, but a Ger Toshav, yeah. He's not from the Goy Arotzos. But a Ger Toshav is not from the Ovdei Psilim. So he does have a Shachas to the Shabbos. He's not from the Goy Arotzos. He's not from the Ovdei Psilim. So Epis Hotzachya Shaykhus with the Shabbos. He's not. He has the Shaykhus with what? With the Shvisas HaShabbos. The Gambim Nuchoso Lo Yishkinu Arelim. That's Mafkiya Filo Ger Toshav. The Menuchas HaShabbos. In other words, the Ger Toshav, even though he has a Shaykhus in the Shabbos, only the Gabi de Issam Malocha. He's makabel upon himself the sheva mitzvahs bnei Noach, and he's not an oved avodah zarah. So he also has a schus to testify on bria shemayim v'oretz ki sheish yom osa Hashem as a shemayim v'soretz by ceasing and desisting from malacha. So a ger toshav has a schus that he also can testify on HaKadosh Baruch Hu an oved avodah zarah. Not akum sheshavas chayiv misa, but a ger toshav has a schus that he can also be. You can also bear testimony to that to Bria Shemayim Boras by being a Shomer Shabbos. So he's not from the Goy Arotzos. They have nothing of the Shabbos. He's not from the Ovdei Psilim. They have nothing. Ger Toshav has something. but not in the Menuchas HaShabbos. Menuchas HaShabbos, v'gam b'menuchoso, lo yishkinu ha'relim. Anyone who is an Kili Yisrael, amcha nesato b'yahava, l'zera Yaakov ha'shabam b'chota. The Menuchas HaShabbos, this Bria of Menucha, aside from Shris and Melocha, the Menuchas HaShabbos, the Kedushas HaShabbos, like we say, in Ato Echad, b'shim chechad, right? Me come to Yisrael, the Feras Gedula, v'yom, Menucha, Kedusha, amcha nesato, that concept of the Shabbos, the Menucha, the Kedusha, the Tveikas, the Me'en Olam Habo, all that, is that's Megamba Menuchoso, lo yishkinu ha'relim, all ha'relim have Mushachas. So it all comes back to the idea that in the Shabbos, besides the fact that there's Shvisam and Blocha, there's such an Indian of Menucha. Menucha means the culmination of everything. The culmination, everything is in order, everything is in peace, without the Shmer, everything is just perfect. That's the Shabbos. Is Mamela, this is the Bria of the way Rashi learns on Mahoyo Olam Chosa Menucha. Even though there was no more melacha, but it was still chosa menucha. Or Shabbos bor menucha. So that culminates everything. And the last pasuk, by Vorcha l'kim es yom ha'shvi, by Kadesh also. So here Rashi learns, Vorcha b'mon, that all the days of the Shavuot went down omer l'gulgolas, and for Shabbos it went down on Friday double. The kitcho b'mon, so the Ramban asks and others, how can you explain the pasuk in Sheish Shemei Bereishis is referring to the mon. The mon was much later. Obviously, the answer is Rashi just using the mon as an example that there is a certain brach in the Shabbos. There's a certain kiddush in the Shabbos. When were we privileged to see it, to sense it, b'chush in the mon? The mon was a visible demonstration of Avoch Elokim that we can sense. Azoy b'zman azeh, we have no mon, so we have to have a moon in the Shabbos, right? But you can't tell in the street that you can't, at least we not, maybe Balei Ruach HaKodesh were able to years back, but we can't smell the Shabbos, we can't sense the Shabbos, so the Baruch and the Kiddush of the Shabbos is not something we can sense with our fingers. In the moon you are able to. So Baruch HaLakim Es Yom HaShvi VaYikadesh also, Rashi gives the example of the moon. Kivoy Shemas Mikol Malachto HaShavor HaLakim Lasos. Again, so Rashi learned Vosad Alasos. Ashabor alikim lasos. Hamalocha shahoisa ruya lasos b'shabbos. Faso b'shishi. Now here's an interesting Rashi. There are many pshatim on this lasos. But Rashi learns that malocha which was to be done on the Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it on Friday. So Friday had a double day. Friday is a day in its own right, and it's also the hachana for Shabbos. Kivo Shabbos Mekom Alach Vashavor Alekim Lasos. When did he make the Asiyah? Erev Shabbos. So from this very first pasuk, in Maaseh Bereishis comes out the whole idea, which we find later in the Mon. V'hoyah b'yom ha'shishi ve'echidu es asher yaviyah. So the whole concept that Yom HaShishi is Mechen L'Shabbos, which is Hezbe Feirish in the Torah. The whole idea of Muktzah is based as an Asmachta on the Pesach of Ahoyah V'yom HaShishi Ve'echini V'Zash Yeviyu. Everything that we have on the Shabbos has to be Mukhan. It requires Hachon of Merav Shabbos. So the Shoresh of this concept that the Shishi is Mechem the Shabbos is right here in Parshas Bereishis. It's right here. Because whatever is here on the Shabbos, in the Olam HaAsiyah it takes place Erev Shabbos. In the Olam HaAsiyah it takes place Erev Shabbos. Because the Yom HaShishi is that day of the other 6 days, which is the Mechen, which brings out, which is Mekayim the Hachona. Actually, all the 6 days are one series of Hachona L'Shabbos. Of the Poel Mamish at the Yom HaShishi. That's the Poshet of Shabbat. It's this Rashi that brings out the whole idea of Ahoyo B'Yom HaShishi Ve'ichinu Es Asher Yeviyu. Because the Maaseh Bereishis it was that way. That's why in the Mon it was that way. The Mon, whatever happened to the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar in connection to the Mon is a reflection of the whole Bria Shemayim Boretz Aviv, this power. Side of Ayvoch, side of Ayikadish, and side of Lasos. The Lasos. Another Pshat B'Derech Remez, Kivoshevas B'Kol Malachto HaShavor HaLikim Lasos. the word lasos, Rashi brings in this very parsha, and Vayasa l'kibbutz l'kia. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi says earlier, Vayas Elokimus Elokia. Meloshin Tikkun. Kimova Othasas Tikkunel. That's what Rashi says. In Pasuk Zion, in the first parsha, it says, Tiknu al omdo, v'hi asiyoso, k'mova, ozasos tiponel. So the word vayas means when you perfect something, when you finish something. Vayas is not just to make, it has the idea of finishing, makib patish. That's the, ozasos tiponel, she's mesakin her tiponayim. Ashabola lekim lasos means that the Shabbos is the tikun, kivo shavas mekol malachto. Ashabor alakim lasos. Everything in the Sheshes Yemeya Masa is what receives its meaning, the top, as we say in the Davin. Atta Kiddash, the Shema Shvi Lishmecha, Tachlis, Masa Shemayim Vorts. Tachlis means the end, worshiped by Chal alakim. And in the way we say it, a Tachlis. What's the Tachlis? What's the purpose? What's the end? What's the end result? So the lasos here is like Rashi says, "Vayas alakim esavakia," that the Shabbos is the asiyah, the tikkun, the gemar melacha of everything else that there is in the first 6 days. Now let's speak a moment about the pasuk over here, Vayikra in the parsha, in the very next parsha. Kol siyach asod al terem yivoret, kol esav asod al terem yichmotz, terem yichmotz. There was no rain yet. The second parsha with the briyah. When the Briya of Shemayim Va'oretz is repeated, it says there was nothing yet. So Rashi learns the Pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not given rain yet until man came about. Until other magician came on the scene, there was no rain, even though everything was created, but there was no rain because Adam Ayin, there was no man. So Rashi, there was no one to be makir tova and to be mispalo for the kshom. So we see over here, my tambel or himtel, if he should odom ayin, the ain makir betovosim shel kshomim, ukshabo odom, the yoda shem tzorach leolam, hispalo aleyem, the yodu betzomchu hoelonus vatchon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the bracha until there was someone to appreciate it and to be mispalel for it. That's what Rashi says. This Rashi we see, you don't get a matan unless you appreciate it. Someone who doesn't appreciate it, it doesn't deserve a matan. That's what Rashi tells us here. But Rashi stresses also the word that other Marishan have to be mispalel al Hashem. Now, the emes, I mean, we just bench Geshem Shmini Atzeres. Kshomim really come b'darach hateva. It's not something unusual that you ask for. This is built into the nature, to the system, right? And yet we have to be mispalel for it, is the poshut pshat. Because kshomim can sometimes be l'tova and sometimes fakir. The Gemara says in Tanis, it could be gishmei brocha and cholil v'chas fakir. It could be the problem is bakish, problem ainu is bakish. So you have to be mispalel for gishmei bracha, right? Le bracha v'lo le klola. Incidentally, it occurred to me, Takash Mini Atzeres, in the piet of Tfilas Geshen, there's an interesting thing there. You know, we say the piyutim every year, but sometimes, in the first two bakoshes of the piyut of Geshem, what are we saying there? What are we saying? It's the piyut that we say for Geshem. who's Avri? That's a Malach. A Malach, it's this pie is based on the Pasuk of Iyyub. Avri, a Malach, he sent, he's Mamuna Alakshonim. Mayim Ibn Bum Ge Lata, Lebal Yuatzoru Benishon Shta. They shouldn't be withheld as a result of our failing to pay up our debts. Or the next piyut yatriach lefalig mipala geshem lemogi pleineshi betzofas leshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send the kshamim as they're supposed to come. Right? And they should not be withheld as a result of any failing on our part. That's one bakasha. Then in the Lekeinu v'Lekeinu we say it's a totally different type of piyut. I mean, it's said here, I'm sure.
Schor av nimshech achecho kamayim.
That's Pesuchos Avraham Avinu. Schor anol ad Pesuchos yukach namat mayim Yitzchak Avinu. Schor toan maklo Yaakov Avinu. Moshe v'teivas gomer Moshe Rabbeinu. Pocket chosot tovu chamish tvilus Aaron HaKoyen Shteim osa shvotim. Right? V'tzitkom chon chashchas mayim. Bitzitko, Bitzitko, Bavuro, Altem Namoyim. And I'm not going to do it. Bisrus Avrom, Yitzchok, Yaakov. This is the Bisrus, this is the Yisroelic type of Kshama. The idea I think here is the two different ideas in the field. Then is Geshem is Bidelcha Teva comes. Bidelcha Teva it has to rain. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But sometimes if you don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it. So that's why in the first piyut we say it should come b'derech ha-teva lebal yuatzor u'benishyon shmuna af bri utas shem sar moto, who was called that he is the sar moto. It's his job to bring the kshamim down, and therefore let it come, and which we should not be rejected by, and not being given the kshamim because we don't deserve it. So game b'derech ha-teva. And then the second bakosha is not the bakosha that the teva should bring the kshamim. V'srus Avrom, v'srus Yitzchok, v'srus Yaakov. This is the bakosha ham yuchedas liYisrael. This is the b'srus haTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, Yud Beis Shvatim. This is the gishmei brocha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And now v'srus without a malach. The malach gives kshamim for the whole world. But our kshamim that we get, the gishmei brocha that we get, we want it should be b'schus Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, b'schus haTorah, b'schus Tayach Mitzvahs. That should be a brocha hamyuchedes liYisrael. To them, is there two inyonim in the tefillah of Geshem? Nothing should stop the teva from working properly as it's supposed to go. And secondly, that Yisrael should have kshamim taka gishmei brocha b'schus haTorah. That's why the Gemara says, Gol yom hakshamim. Kiyom shenit nebotoro shenema yarov kamoto likri. Kamoto likri. So the Torah is compared to moto. So this is the idea of the kshamim, which the Pasuk says over here, that the gishmei brocha is given because there was Adam to be mispalo for them. So you have to be mispalo for the kshamim. Now we're mispalo in two schusim. It's already 9:30, so I have to stop now. Agud Shabbos.